This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Today, Senators Dianne Feinstein of California and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania once again introduced the Corn Ethanol Mandate Elimination Act in an attempt to undercut the renewable fuel standard. Bob Dineen, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, released the following statement. Senators Feinstein and Toomey continue to operate under the misguided assumption that the RFS is driving food prices higher. It is not. Corn is less expensive today than when the RFS was passed. As the World Bank recently concluded, most of the contribution to food price changes from 1997 to 2004 and 2005 to 2012 comes from the price of oil. Dineen added that the irony of the situation is that the biofuel sector that would be most severely impacted would be cellulosic ethanol, ethanol made from plant material, not the grain. There are a lot of soybeans in the world. Last fall, U.S. farmers harvested a record crop, and their counterparts in South America are doing the same thing right now. Todd Gleason has more on what it may or may not mean for the price of soybeans.
The South American soybean crop should be about 400 million bushels bigger than it was last year, some 6 billion bushels in total. More than a third of it should still be around, about 2.2 billion bushels, when U.S. farmers go to the field this fall. Add that number to what USDA expects will be left from the U.S. crop, and you get about 2.6 billion bushels before the combines roll in the United States. It's a big number and can't be good for price. But maybe it's not as bad as many think either, says University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good.
In spite of these large U.S. and world soybean supplies, prices have actually held up fairly well. During the first 5 months of the 2014 marketing year, farmers sold beans at an average price of about 10 and a quarter. However, prices have declined by 50 to 60 cents over the last month.
Going forward, the price of soybeans will be determined largely by the expected size of the 2015 U.S. soybean crop. The first milepost will be the number of acres planted. Well, USDA will release an estimate March 31st. This past year, U.S. farmers planted almost 7 million more acres of soybeans than they did in 2013.
Given the large increase in soybean acreage over the past 3 years, a more modest increase might be expected this year if crop prices remain near current levels. Planted acreage near 85.5 million seems like a reasonable expectation at this time.
Since the beginning of the Freedom to Farm era back in 1996, says Darrell Good, planting intentions reported in March have provided an unbiased forecast of actual plantings. Over the 19-year period, actual acreage exceeded intentions in 10 years and was less than intentions in 9 of them. On average, actual plantings exceeded intentions by just 98,000 acres. However, the difference, sometimes negative and some positive, exceeded 1 million acres in 9 years, 2 million acres in 4 years, and 3 million acres once. The June USDA acreage report will provide a clearer picture of soybean acreage. Good says if U.S. farmers plant 85.5 million acres of soybeans, and if the harvested acres yield 45 bushels to the acre, then the United States would harvest 3.8 billion bushels of soybeans. That would be 162 million bushels smaller than last year's crop, but probably lead to an overall supply of about 4.2 billion bushels, or 120 million bushels more than this marketing year.
Expectations for the 2015 soybean marketing year then point to lower prices than experienced this year. The expected price decline is moderated to some extent by the likelihood that stocks at the end of the current marketing year will be about 90 million bushels less than projected last fall. That 90 million bushels is equivalent to about 2 million acres.
Given all this, Darrell Good says prices are not expected to be as low as the CBO baseline projection of $8.19 or even the USDA baseline projection of $8.50. The futures market currently points to a marketing year average near $9.50 per bushel for new crop soybeans. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The use of unmanned aerial vehicles is a hot topic in agriculture. The Federal Aviation Administration recently released its notice of proposed rules for commercial UAV use. American Farm Bureau Director of Congressional Affairs, R.J. Carney, says the proposed rules are now open to public comment for 60 days.
Right now, the deadline is April 24th, and there is potential for an extension. It could range from 60 to 90 days, maybe even 120. Anyone interested in submitting comments should do so. And right now it's anticipated that this will have the greatest amount of comments that are submitted to the FAA for any notice proposed rule they have ever issued.
Farm Bureau is still reviewing the proposed rule to submit comments.
It would impact our operations a lot. Subsidies are very important to us on crop insurance, and because it's an expensive part of our operation to purchase crop insurance, and we don't need it to get so expensive we can't afford it, because it's all we got.
Overall, Carney says the initial notice of proposed rules has been a benefit.
Mr. Chairman, we certainly agree that the cornerstone of the safety net program is in fact crop insurance. I'm proud of the efforts at RMA to extend significantly the number of policies that are written and the number of crops that are covered. The last time I checked, it was well over 350 crops that have actually now have crop insurance protection.
For more information, you can visit faa.gov/UAS. The 20th Commodity Classic begins today in Phoenix, Arizona. American Soybean Association President Wade Cohen says one thing farmers will discuss during the Classic is environmental regulations.
EPA trying to get the new use labels on those products like 2,4-D and dicamba. We're all farmers. We all know how to use these chemicals. We used them for years. We can use them safely. We can use them effectively. You know, if things aren't right, there's been years when I didn't spray dicamba because I knew it wasn't going to be the right conditions and it was going to hurt a crop of mine. So we don't always use it, but we need those approvals. They need to understand that farmers are responsible, good stewards of the land and of our technology, and that they can put the label on there. And it's not going to be some Wild West run amok, even in West Texas where I'm at.
Cowan says transportation infrastructure is also an overarching issue to farmers across the country.
It's something that we all have began to understand, and so we've got to find a way to fix it. And like I say, we don't have all the answers, but that's part of the reason we're here. But it's just really nice to have these people that come from all over the country and work together, and somebody's going to come up with this answer, and they may be listening today, and that's why I always tell everybody, get involved. If that's your issue, if you got some answers, quit sitting on the tractor and talking to it to yourself or on the combine and telling yourself why we should do this or talking to the radio. Get out and get involved and get that message out there, because you may have the answer. And if you do, man, you're more than welcome. If you just think you got an answer, you're still more than welcome.
Cowan says the key is dialogue and involvement. Applications for Midwest Dairy Association, Illinois Division scholarships, and summer internship with the organization are due March 6th. The $1,000 scholarships are offered to family members of dairy farmers in Illinois whose checkoff is directed to Midwest Dairy Association, which delivers dairy promotion programs across 10 states, including Illinois. The family must have an active dairy during 2015. The dairy producer, his or her spouse, children, or grandchildren are eligible, but awards are limited to one per family. A winner may apply in subsequent years. The student must be full-time at an accredited institution, but the scholarships do apply for any college major or degree. Midwest Dairy's Illinois internship is awarded to a college student interested in communications, public relations, marketing, food science, or agribusiness. During the summer, the student must locate near Springfield and be available to assist with duties that include Midwest Dairy's operations at the Illinois State Fair. The intern must be a student in or a permanent resident of Midwest Dairy's 10-state area. Both the scholarship and internship applications can be downloaded at MidwestDairyCheckoff.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.